has really served to advance the gospel. As a result, it has become clear throughout the whole palace guard and to everyone else that I am in chains for Christ. Because of my chains, most of the brothers in the Lord have been encouraged to speak the word of God more courageously and fearlessly.
Okay.
Devotion through the worst. In Sunday school, we have been studying Paul for the last 2 months. 1 week, we learned about some of the most utter devotion I have ever seen. Paul literally went to jail for the gospel. There are 5 things that we can learn from Paul. The first one is prayer. Paul always depended on God and communicated with him through prayer. Think about what a great relationship Paul had with God. Through prayer, we can get into a better relationship with God too. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now. Being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Jesus Christ, of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1:3-6. The second one is spread the word. Paul was a disciple through and through. He went all over the New Testament kingdom spreading the gospel. Just think, if every 1 in 5 people did that, the whole world could find the word in a day. Third is don't be afraid. God is always with you, so if you follow God, you have the strongest ally and the world's best friend you will ever know. Paul always had God at his side, even in jail. God literally shook the jailhouse down for Paul. Philippians 1:27-28. Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. Then, whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in the Spirit, striving together as one for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. The fourth is to unite people with the word of God. Paul was always walking straight into trouble, but then again, if he didn't, the trouble would never be solved. When he left the trouble, people were united in the word of God. Philippians 2:1-2. Therefore, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any common sharing in the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded and having the same love, being one in spirit and of one mind. The fifth and final is to make God's message your own. Paul was so successful because he made God's message his own. By uniting yourself with God, you can make God's message your own. When you and God share the same message, you will find it much easier to follow his message. Philippians 4:4-9. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Jesus Christ. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whether you've learned or received or heard from me or seen me, put it into practice, and then God will be with you. Paul devoted himself to God even through the worst. God was with him, which means God was always with us through thick and thin. With such a devoted friend in God, we should always show our devotion to him. Thank you.
there's a man that's going to be taking over here someday. I appreciate it very much, Michael. Good job. And Aaron, you got an awesome voice, brother. You could really hear that voice this morning. And continue to make that thrive. And thank you for all our youth. I want to thank especially Kathy and for all her hard work and all that she does to encourage our young people and our youth along. It makes such a difference, Kathy, and we appreciate you and thank you for what you do. You know, the book of Philippians, and that was sort of the theme this morning. I'm not going to try to go through it anymore, but just to mention that the book of Philippians is about joy. And the whole book thrives on that message of joy and rejoicing in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always, I say. I'll say it again, Paul says, rejoice. And that is the message that our youth have come to experience, and that's the message they want to share with a world that is hurting, a world that is in desperate need. So many young people today that are facing so many difficult choices and so many difficult dilemmas that they're in. But that joy cannot be attained without Jesus being at the very center. And all through the book of Philippians, Christ is at the very heart. He's at the very center. You know, in chapter 1, Paul talks about, for me to live is Christ and to die is gain. To live for Christ in this world is definitely something that is very difficult, especially for young people. But let me tell you, when young people stand out for Christ, they're recognized and their mark is being made known. Remember a few weeks ago I made this statement that if we're going to make a mark in this world, then God has to make a mark on us. And, you know, our young people today, the greatest revivals, the greatest things that have ever happened in this world have been by young people, been by youth. That's been historically accurate. That's been true over the centuries, and it's true today as well. The movement that we see, there's some universities, a couple of colleges right now in the South that are experiencing a great revival. And, you know, right, what's happening is because of the youth catching a glimpse of who God is and what he's doing and what he wants to do. And I just want to encourage our youth to have their minds fixed on Christ and to allow him to fill your minds with good things, wholesome things, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is pure, whatever is right, Paul says. Think on these things because we're being tossed about here and there by so many situations, so many influences, so many philosophies in this world. I want to encourage our youth to think about the things of Christ and to make him at the very center of what we do, what we think, and what we are about in this world. So rejoice in the Lord always. I say it again, rejoice. Allow his joy to fill your heart. And when you do that, others are going to take notice. Others are going to see that. And others are going to stand up and recognize that this Jesus, whom you declare, is really someone that we want to accept as well. So I want to encourage you today to do that. Thank you for all you've shared with us today. From every song that was sung and every prayer. And I know it's tough to get up here. It's not easy. I remember when I used to do that as a kid as well, you know, my knees would be knocking. I get really worried when they miss. And that's when the problem is. But you guys do great. Practice makes perfect, by the way. So the more you do it, the more, you know, the more accustomed you'll be. So we're going to give you some practice, hopefully, in the next little while. Okay? So God bless you for that. And thank you so much. We're going to be sharing with some cake and some fellowship downstairs. We hope you'll join us for that. We hope that you'll make it a very special point to come and continue our worship downstairs. So we're going to close now as we sing, I think it's sort of a theme song of this church, Amazing Grace.